You're listening to the audio production of The Listening Road, One Man's Ride Across America to Start Conversations About God, by Neil Tomba, published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author.
Chapter 1, The 18-Year Dream. People ask me today how long it took to ride my bicycle across America. I just grin and say, 18 years. That's how long it took me to work through the obstacles that kept me from taking time off work to make a long cross-country trip happen. The trip had sounded like an amazing adventure from the get-go, and I knew it would have purpose, too. I dreamed of meeting people and having significant conversations with them about who they were and what mattered most in their lives. But something always got in the way. See, when I was growing up, my dad taught me to keep my head down and be a hard charger. Riding a bicycle was play, and he was all about work, work, work. In my dad's worldview, there wasn't a lot of room for margins. Certainly not for taking time off work to go on long bike rides or to have deeper conversations with people, particularly folks you didn't even know. That mindset stuck with me long into my adulthood. It was right about the time I became senior pastor of Northwest Bible Church in Dallas in 2001 that my dream of riding a bike cross-country was born. Our church ran a two-week camp each summer in Colorado, and part of my job was to lead it. It was a blast. We rode mountain bikes, and I led hikes. I felt like I was a kid who was working really hard at play. One afternoon, I was riding my mountain bike on the epic Monarch Crest Trail when I rode through a beautiful section of woods that I'd ridden through more than once. It was a shortcut to get back to the cabin we were staying at. The trail was padded with pine straw, and after coasting through the trees, I emerged onto a rough gravel road. There lay a pond and a fish hatchery, and a family was there with their fly rods out catching fish. This dad and mom and a little boy and a girl captured my attention. The area was so beautiful and so far off the main road that I wondered how they found this place and if they came here often. That made me think more about their stories. I began to think about countless conversations I'd had at times like this, and I really wanted to stop and talk with them. I didn't even realize I was slowing down as I drew closer. I just felt the longing to talk with them, and not only that, but to go across the whole country having conversations with all
Sample complete. Ready to continue?